me and Rob.
Hello.
Doing the Circularity Podcast.
Hello.
We haven't done one like this for a bit, actually.
No.
They've been a bit all over the shop.
I'd say hit and miss, but it's mainly been missed by me.
So, yeah, we've got a radio show. That's the thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And this radio show
yeah.
was basically for Derby Sound, wasn't it? And
yes, they put a thing out saying that they were going to run some sessions about how to run a radio show, and we thought, well, that's a good idea. We do a podcast. Let's
see whether we can do it.
Yeah. And luckily, they didn't think we were too far away from being allowed on the radio. some pointers, things like Rob should be there less and things like that. I know some of you are thinking that's real.
That's not real. It's not a real thing. Yeah, so we're doing it. It's going to happen on Tuesday, the 17th of September.
Absolutely.
At 9 p.m. That's our pilot. That's our first try.
It is. And obviously, we apologise. It will get better. But yeah. But in all seriousness, it is it's a very good show. We've talked through the format to get it to that point. Obviously, you know, if you're listening to this, you've either listened to the podcast before, or this might be your first one.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to the backlog. Chris and I talked to various interesting people to have interesting conversations. The idea of the radio show is probably a bit more focused chat between ourselves, and really, again, to use the same word, focusing in on the music more than us and the interesting conversations. It's more about the interesting music and the...
Yeah, because there's quite a musical community around Circularity now, isn't there? And it was about, I suppose, when we first went to talk with Vanessa Boone and the guys there about our idea for a show, and, you know, kind of being there and experiencing it, thought, well, actually, this might be a really nice way to bring all of the people that we've got knocking about together, and that makes sense.
Yes.
But that sounds like we've got some kind of ownership over people, but we have. But the people that have been involved in the stuff that we've done,
yeah. And again, it's that me to we stuff. If you've heard us before and you know about Circularity, if you don't, go look at the website circularity.org, look at the Facebook groups. It is about changing people's mindsets from me to we, and that's very much where we are. We don't own things. We don't take ownership of the stuff we do in any great sense of, oh, you can't do that because it's ours. It's all about open source sharing, being facilitators and helpers on the way to get people to where they want to be, if we can. And a lot of the people you'll hear on the radio show have been really in that mindset. So the people who where we've gone, right, we're going to put on a thing to get people together, jam as it was, as it turned into sessions, as it's moving into showcases, is getting the music community together in Burton at that time, and at the moment, and people just get involved and do stuff.
Yeah, it's wicked. Like, we've had the International Beer Festival, really, was the thing that kicked it off, wasn't it?
Yeah, 3 days of music.
Yeah.
Two stages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody working together.
Yeah, wasn't it over 70 bands? And artists,
yes,
all coming together for this event,
and never more than 5 minutes off time.
Yeah, mate, we nailed it. Yeah, we got the timing sorted. So we've done that. We've been involved in a variety of open mics, both independently at the different pubs around the area, but also kind of, you know, the Circularity Rise that we've put on, which empowers young people to come and have a try at performing in front of a supportive audience.
Yeah,
that kind of middle ground between the rehearsal room or the bedroom, if you like. And, you know, being ready to do a gig is giving people that platform to have a go, you know, kind of like we had when we were at college, I suppose, really. That was us, you know, getting up and trying it out and, you know, making sure that young people got a platform to do that, really.
Yeah, because there isn't that. We all bemoan the fact that there isn't the Refinery in Burton anymore and other music venues around Derby and other places.
Yeah.
And it'd be the same all over the country. People go, oh, I wish that was still there. I wish that was still around.
Yeah. Just do your own.
Yeah. Literally, some of the things we're talking about now is moving online to do stuff, isn't it, with the communities, because people might not always be able to get out from accessibility issues or anything else, or just
being busy, really. You know, I mean, you know, like sitting at home and having kids and not being able to get out or get babysitters or whatever, but still want to experience that connection, that we thing. So
yeah, so we are looking at ways to do that, and obviously the podcast in your ears is one of the ways we try to to reach out.
And then also obviously this new radio show that we're working on. So the format of the show is basically in three parts. And it's taken us a while to get here because it started off as like each bit, but not quite sure how it all fit together. And where we've sort of ended up is basically it's going to start with, people choosing a playlist, if you like an open source
Spotify list.
Yeah, so we've got a Spotify list called Circularity Music, something or other.
What? Circularity Music Show.
Yeah, whatever I've called it. But it's on.
You search Circularity on Spotify.
Yeah, it'll come up somewhere, the playlist. So it's a public playlist. I've got to figure out. Maybe we'll put it on the website. If you search on the website, we'll find a way for it to go on there. We'll or social media, Twitter, Instagram, like all the different places we are. We'll find a way of sharing it. But yeah, this Spotify playlist is basically a collaborative playlist that you follow. It's important you follow it first, and then if you find a track that's really meaningful, it's like a meaningful music thing, you just add your track to that playlist. And then that gives us a pool of music that we can pick for this first section of the show every week. And obviously, the bigger and more diverse that pool gets, the bigger and more diverse the show gets.
Yeah, and don't think it has to be guitar-based music.
Absolutely not. It's just meaningful, something that's meaningful to you.
Yeah, so if that's Tibetan throat singing, that's Tibetan throat singing.
You've opened the gate there, mate.
Yeah, no. We are open to anything. It might be a classical piece, it might be something else.
Yeah, it can be anything.
We're open to playing whatever is meaningful, and we will pick stuff. We won't just ignore things because we don't think it fits with the vibe or anything like that. It's about the music meaning something to you guys.
Yeah. And then, so the next part after that is going to be the local artist spotlight, if you like. So this is a key local musician that we spend some time with, basically. And it could be looking at who, you know, some songs that they play live or their own original recordings or, you know, kind of their influences and the things that they remind us of, and all of that sort of stuff. But it's handing over a section of the show over a 2-week period to a specific local artist.
And we'll be focusing on a track of theirs. We'll get played the same track over 2 weeks. And then also on the second week, there'll be a cover of that track by another local artist who would be the previous local artist who's picked that local artist. So it's bringing the communities together. That sounds really confusing. It's not as confusing as it sounds.
Mate, you've got it in your head.
It's in my head.
You've got it. No, because you keep saying it to me and I still don't understand it.
So it's our first artist, I think we're quite happy to talk about it. It's Callum Ward.
Yeah.
So Callum will be the focus. His track will open chapter 2 of the show. We'll then play some of his tracks, and then in week 2, we'll play his track again, but we'll also play a cover of that track. And now, from that first 2 weeks, Cal's picked an artist that he has a track that he really likes of theirs. We've then connected with that artist because it's about bringing the community together, the meet a wee element that we always come back to. And then Callum's done a cover of their track to do on the second week of their focus with the show. So it will constantly move on. So then you've got a pool of artists talking about the other local artists that inspire them and the tracks that they really like of theirs, but then also covering one of their tracks. So then we'll build up this,
and it's like people
backlog.
Learning each other's songs as well.
Yeah,
that's really cool, isn't it? Like,
it is.
Which always brings people closer together when you learn someone else's song. You know, like, obviously I play quite a lot with Emma Buckley live, and learning her songs and playing those songs, you sort of get to know people sort of in a different way. You know,
especially when they're original artists and their original songs. I say that every song. A cover artist is covering original songs, aren't they?
But it's different when they're your mate, you know, and you know them and you see them about, and
it's an insight.
You've taken that time to learn their song. I just think that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, it's an insight into their world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to their psyche and their persona. It's, yeah, it's so that's chapter two.
Yeah. And then the third part is basically just kind of like a scattergun of local artists.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like loads of different people that have sent us their tracks that we play their music, basically. So if you email an MP3, if you're a local musician, or just like someone who's like on, you know...
Just cover songs.
Just into it. Like, if you're doing BBC introducing stuff, you know, you don't even have to be from the local area, but if you're connected to Circularity in some way and you get into it and you're a musician... And you have original music and you wanted to submit your tracks to the show, it's just music@circularity.org. Zip us an MP3 over, or a few MP3s, whatever you want to do, and we'll store that in our library and try to keep tabs of everything, you know, and make sure that everyone gets a go.
Yeah, if you are doing that to us to make our lives easier, make sure that we can give you the shout out that you need.
Yeah.
We want to give you. Make sure you put the band or artist name, the track list in.
Socials, anything like that, where people can connect to you and all that sort of stuff.
And do try to make sure that they are clean edits if you can. If they're not, let us know, because we can always add that afterwards. But obviously, it's radio, so we can't have swear words there.
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of after the watershed, so there may be the odd thing where we can flip it in, but at the same time, you might have to have me going over the top or something like that. Like
fucking now. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, that'll either get covered or Chris will forget and that will stay in, so apologies, Mum.
It's all right, because on this you can click the E button, which means explicit.
Oh, okay, so they're just the ones, but
it's all right.
Okay, so we're good. So that,
just offended your mum, that's all, mate.
Yeah. Oh no, that was years ago. So we'll that's the three sections, and as we say, It's really about our community and sound, and that's the strapline we've got on the poster that we've got for the show that we're sharing and putting it out there. It's Derby Sound Community Radio. It's online, so it's at derbysoundcommunityradio.org.uk. It's on there. You can listen to it on your Google Home or your
if you ask Alexa. The way I do it is that I do Alexa, play Derby Sound on TuneIn, because I've got the TuneIn app on it.
Yeah, I can't get mine to work properly.
Yeah.
But I've seen everybody else has done it, and Neil's done a nice video of how to do it. So if you search for that, you can find that. So that's Alexa, play Derby Sound on TuneIn.
Yeah, and if you do it at 9 p.m. on Tuesday, you'll hear our voices and local musicians and local community.
And just in case you're listening to this at home, and that didn't annoy your Alexa because you've got a Google.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine that? So every Alexa all over the country is kicking off playing Derby Sound.
Google, play Derby Sound on TuneIn.
So we've got Google as well now.
Yeah. Let's cover our bases.
Yeah, got to be diverse.
Yeah. And if you're listening on your iPhone, Siri. We'll just run through them all.
So, right, I've spoken about the format. I've made some notes. This is the first time in history that I've actually planned a podcast.
I'd like to know where Chris is, please.
And I've put next the learning curve, because it's not been easy.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. And you'd think doing a podcast for not 18 months, 2 years, doing a radio show would be just a quick flip of the...
Well, that's what we thought.
Yeah.
And actually, we went to the meeting saying that. I remember us saying, we've done podcasts, we'll do this dead quick, it'd be dead easy. And it's actually taken a couple of months, hasn't it, since we first...
So literally, things we went along to that and said, oh, yeah, this will be easy, we'll get this sorted. Chris and Neil have launched a radio show.
Yeah, we did. We've got the doghouse, yeah.
been going for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were talking about launching in June or July originally.
September, we're about there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never late for things, so I don't know where that came from.
The thing is, though, is that it's never easy, is it? It's that step from having an idea to then following through with it, and it's like, it takes a while, doesn't it?
It's how you slot it into your life as well. I'm sure everybody listening is anything new you take on. You go, oh, yeah, I can do that. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that'll fit in nicely, and I'll be able to do this, and I'll be able to do that. And you get there thinking, you go, okay, no, but I've got this priority and that priority, and actually this new thing doesn't trump those.
Yeah.
So I've still got to do those. I haven't got time to do that this week, so that'll be next week. And then that next week becomes the next week. And there's always something. It's finding time to do stuff. It's one of the hardest things. It's the most precious commodity we've got, isn't it, time?
Yeah. And the other thing is that I don't know if we kind of got our head around what shape the show would take.
No.
Right until the point where we're actually kind of constructing it in the program and stuff. And, you know, we had the... I mean, early on you had the idea about the covers thing, you know, with the local artists covering each of the songs. And somewhere I was thinking about having a collaborative Spotify playlist a long time ago that, like, started, like, everything in my life and never quite finishes. And then... The last bit, which was like getting everyone together, you know, we put that shout out to get local artists to submit the music and stuff. So we'd actually done all of the work on it, but we hadn't connected the dots. We hadn't put it all together as a shape.
Yeah, it's almost like we'd been given the IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
But we just hadn't built it.
Yeah, and then Vanessa, she was like our mentor, if you like. She's kind of, you know, runs the show at Derby Sound, and she's really good at, like, you know,
stuff.
She's got her, the set thing that the station has to be and the way it's got to run and all that sort of stuff. But she's sort of managed to get us to get our ideas to fuse with that concept and making sure we've got the structure of the show right and making sure, you know, we've done it right. Things like the quote idea. So one of the things that she asked us to do was to, like, put an inspiring quote every time. And actually the first practice that we had at the show, we didn't even include Me to We anywhere. And we didn't even talk about circularity, you know, and it's, you know, it took a few goes for us to get that right and get the message right.
Yes, it was that trying to do what we thought a radio show should sound like rather than what we would sound like doing a radio show, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So whereas the podcast quite quickly and quite easily fell into the pattern it is and how we talk and how we do things together or separately, depending on the setup, the radio show, the first few attempts just didn't come across as fully natural. There were elements that Vanessa pulled out and said, well, that sounds good, but here you're not really listening to that, and I had to pull it together. And I think the bits that came across is she's very enthusiastic about helping you achieve you being the best you.
Yeah, definitely.
Not saying that you need to improve, but if you are trying to improve, you can be, because I'm conscious that people sometimes think, well, you don't need to be better than you are, but you certainly don't need to be somebody else. But yeah, she's just very good at geeing you up and getting you to see the good things that you do and how to focus in on those and make those better.
Yeah, definitely. And picking out sort of the missing links as well.
Yes, the bits.
So the bit where you're thinking that, you know, we've got an idea of things, but it's not explicit or obvious what we're trying to achieve and what we're trying to come out with. And you know, just little things, like she's, you know, she came back and said, have you done the notes yet? And it was almost like, oh, right, we've got to do it, you know. And we've actually got to do these things. And and it was good that we were asked to, you know, and actually then followed up to say, you know, because you don't get things right first time. Sometimes things don't feel right, and it's always the trap that you can sometimes fall into is that almost procrastination trap of, like, oh, I'll just do that next time. You know, I'll get that right next time. Or, you know, actually, no, why don't you just get it right now? Why don't you just try again? And it was nice to have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah, so I think you'll enjoy it. Obviously, if you are listening to this way after the 17th of September 2019, we will be putting the show on Mixcloud.
Yeah, so you can catch up on that. I've got to find out how to do that.
That's just Chris's finding out, because I won't have any clue.
No, Neil does it for the doghouse.
Well, maybe Neil will be really nice to us.
Neil will help, yeah.
You never know.
So, yeah, catch that. Tuesdays, 9 p.m. On Derby Sound Community Radio. And as I say, my way of listening to it is on Alexa on TuneIn. But if you get the TuneIn app on your phone or just going through the browser, through the website itself, you know, you can do it through that. And enjoy our first try, and do give us some feedback. You can catch us, obviously, all the usual places, at circularity.org on Instagram and Twitter, and then you've got the Circularity Foundation on Facebook, you've got Circularity Music Group on Facebook, the Circularity Group itself on Facebook, and
Twitter's
Twitter's at people. circularity.org as well.
Yeah, and I did get the website slightly wrong earlier. So if you're searching for this, it is derbysound.org.uk. But it is Derby Sound Community Radio if you're searching for it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But derbysound.org.uk.
And you'll catch on Twitter on at Derby Sound Radio.
Yeah. Just give us some feedback. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Join the Spotify playlist, as Chris said.
Yeah.
Let us know those local artists that you want to hear as well.
If you are a local artist, send us some stuff.
At circularity.org. And send us in what you can.
See you next time.